Hey everybody, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Laria and you are watching our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast and then we're gonna get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word. Your Word is precious to us. And Lord, we're asking you today for revelation of it. We're asking you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it working and producing in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're gonna be doing a series of teachings entitled, Making Room for the Word of God. And friend, we're gonna be learning how vitally important it is that you and I make the Word of God a high priority in our lives. You know, if the Word doesn't have any room in our lives, doesn't have any place, if it's not a priority in our lives, then we will not be able to do what God has called us to do in this life. We will not be able to enjoy the things God has called us to enjoy in this life, and we will not be able to walk in victory over our adversary if God's Word is not a priority in our lives. And so I want to open up today by looking at a scripture in Mark chapter 4, and we want to begin reading there in verse 18. Now in Mark chapter 4, Jesus is talking about the parable of the sower, and he's revealing to us that the Word of God is the seed, and our hearts are the ground that the seed of God's Word is planted into. And he's talking about different types of ground that will not produce. And in verse 18, he said this, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." Now the word choke there means to crowd, or you could say to crowd the word out in the sense that there's no room for the word because this ground is so full of thorns. And so the word has no room. It's been crowded out. Now the Amplified Bible in that verse says this, "Then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word." And so what is the Lord revealing to us here? He's revealing to us that the word is not going to produce in these people's lives because it can't find any room. It's been crowded out by other things. And friend, this can happen in our lives. This can happen in the life of a believer where the word has no room. It has no place in our lives, and therefore it can't produce in our lives. You know, we can get so busy with the quote responsibilities of our lives. We can get distracted by other things. Desires for other things can creep in to the point where our lives are so full that there is no room, no time left for the Word of God. And the harsh reality is that many believers live their lives in this way, that they have no time for the Word. They don't read their Bibles. They don't go to church. They're not listening to good teaching and preaching. And the Word of God has no place. The Word of God has no room in their lives. And so, friend, what you and I want to do is we want to make the written Word of God a high priority in our lives. And this Bible, the written Word of God, should be a high priority in the life of every believer. Because here's the thing, if the Word of God is not a priority and it can't find room in your life and it's been crowded out by other things, then you will not see this Word produce in your life. You know, in Proverbs chapter 4, Verse 20, the Lord said this. He said, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." What is the Lord telling us in this verse? He's telling us to make His word a priority, to give our thoughts and our attention and our eyes and our ears to His word. And friend, you'll see this throughout the Bible that we are admonished to keep this word before us all the time and to make it a priority in our lives. That's what the Lord was telling us right there in Proverbs chapter 4. He's telling us, "My son, give your attention to my words. Incline your ear to what I'm saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them, deposit them in your heart." What's the Lord telling us? Make my word a priority and keep it in front of you. You know, God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, He said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night." Well, friend, day and night means all the time. All the time what? All the time. Keep this word in front of you. Keep it in your mouth. Keep it on your mind. Make it a priority in your life. You know, Psalm 119, the psalmist wrote this, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." What is he saying? I'm thinking about it all day long. I'm feeding on it. I'm declaring it. I'm decreeing it. It is a high priority in my life. Well, if it wasn't important to you, you wouldn't meditate on it all day. And that is why he's meditating on it all day, because it's a high priority in his life. And friend, when the Word of God is a high priority in your life, you will make every effort to keep it in front of you. You know, I want to read you some verses in Deuteronomy chapter 11 that will just drive home this point to even a greater degree. In verse 18, it says this, the Lord said, "Lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul. Bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes." What's he telling us there? Keep them in front of you. Verse 19 says this, "And you shall teach them to your children." Went on to say, "Speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." What's the Lord telling us? Talk about my word all the time. Teach them to your kids. Talk about them when you're walking down the road. Talk about them when you wake up in the morning. Talk about them when you lay down on your bed at night. What's the Lord telling us? Keep my word in front of you. Make it a priority in your life. He went on to say in verse 20, "And you shall write them upon the doorpost of your house and upon your gates." Why would you do that? So that you see them every time when you walk in your house, you're keeping His word in front of you. And again, we are admonished in the Bible to keep God's word in front of us all the time and to make it a high priority. Well, friend, if we're never reading our Bible, if we're never coming to church, if we're never studying our Bible, if we're never listening to teaching and preaching, then we're not keeping the word in front of us, and it's not a priority in our lives. You know, you and I are supposed to be word people. We're supposed to be people who love the word. We're supposed to be people who live by the word. I want to say that to you again. You and I are supposed to be word people. We're supposed to be people who love the word, and we're supposed to be people who live by the word. Now, Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the Bible, and it is all about the psalmist's love and respect for the word of God. And I want to read you some verses here in Psalm 119. And friend, here's what we need to do as we're reading these verses. We need to believe that the heart and the attitude that the psalmist had about the Word of God, that heart and attitude for the Word will get into us. And I'm believing that as we read these verses, that the heart and the attitude and the life in these verses are going to take root into our hearts and into our minds and in our lives so that our heart and attitude for the Word will be just like His. Now, He said this in Psalm 119, verse 6. He said, I have respect unto all your commandments. Verse 14, He said, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony as much as in all riches. Verse 15, I will meditate in your precepts and have respect unto your ways. Verse 16, I will delight myself in your statutes. Verse 24, your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. Verse 31, I have stuck unto your testimonies. Verse 40, I have longed for your precepts. Verse 72, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. Verse 103, how sweet are your words unto my taste. Yea, they are sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 117, I will have respect unto your statutes continually. And verse 127, I love your commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Verse 129, your testimonies are wonderful. Verse 131, I opened my mouth and panted and longed for your commandments. Verse 162, I rejoice at your word as one that finds great spoil. And verse 167, my soul has kept your testimonies and I love them exceedingly. Come on, friend, you can see his heart and his love for the Word of God, and you and I are supposed to have the same heart and the same love for the Word of God that he does. And here's what you'll find. The most successful people that you'll find, and I'm talking about not successful where the world is concerned, I'm talking about successful in the eyes of God. The most successful people you'll find are the ones who treat the Word of God as a holy thing. They give their lives to the study and application of it. They are perpetual students of the Word. And above anything else, they can form their lifestyles to fit the Word of God instead of trying to fit this Word into their lifestyle. That's what you're going to find, friend, and you're going to see it this week on the broadcast, that the most successful people are the ones who make the Word of God a priority in their lives, and it's going to happen to us this week on the broadcast. I'm believing that by the end of this week, the Word of God is going to be more important to you than it is right now. It's going to become a higher priority in your life, and you're going to make adjustments in your life so that you're keeping this Word in front of you all the time in Jesus' name. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, the written Word of God should be a high priority in the life of every believer. Number two, we are admonished to keep this Word in front of us all the time and make it a high priority in our lives. And then number three, we are to be Word people. We are to be people who love the Word and people who live by the Word. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for your Word. It is so holy and so precious to us. And Lord, we are releasing our faith right now for grace and help to make your Word a high priority in our lives. Lord, we're asking you for correction, and we're ready and willing to make adjustments in our lives so that your Word has room in our lives, so that your Word has place in our lives. And Lord, all this week on the broadcast, we're believing that you're going to be speaking to us and showing us how to do that, and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled Making Room for the Word of God. We'll see you then.